This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Is it possible that we could find every one of these lone wolves before people die like today?
We can do much better. We absolutely can, especially under the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Number one, we have to jettison this idea of a lone wolf. Lone wolf was invented as a phrase or was made popular by the Obama administration to make Americans disconnect the dots. There has not been a significant jihadi attack since September the 11th in the United States where one person acted completely isolated from everybody else. Even Major Nidal Hassan, the man who was by himself in Fort Hood, was in regular contact with Anwar al-Awlaki, who blessed his attack on his fellow servicemen. So number one, no more political correctness. That gets thrown out of the window.
But second, Dr. Gorka, I'm not taking issue with you. I just think this is important. Are there not people that, in the privacy of their own homes, or not, you know, somehow identifying with this sick, twisted, evil cause, adopting, I'm going to be a disciple of, I'm going to take orders from whoever gives them to me, make an attack on Halloween, and then acts independently? You're saying we should jettison that entire idea, that that doesn't exist?
Yeah, we should jettison the idea that there's an individual in their basement who one day is an upstanding American citizen, and then a few weeks later, just because they went to a few websites, they become a jihadi. Never happened. The closest we got was that pathetic case of Jihadi Jane, and that wasn't a serious case. When you look at serious plots that have occurred, there's always some connection. Either the individual traveled to Pakistan, to the Middle East, to Syria, got training, or they were in touch with another human being who indoctrinated them, who blessed their action against the infidel. So there's a footprint. There's an electronic and a physical footprint, and we have to identify it, number one, by understanding there's no front line in this war like there were in olden days. There's no trench out in France. There's no front line in Germany or in the Asia Pacific. The front line, Sean, is when you leave your house in the morning, whether you're going to a Christmas party in an office in San Bernardino, whether you're going on a fun run in Boston. You have to be responsible for your own safety. Use the Second Amendment if you are trained and legally capable to do so.
You know, what Dr. Gorka is doing here with Sean Hannity is, raising a lot of what we talked about with John Guandola and understanding the threat. John's organization, because of his FBI background, his intelligence background, says, look, you got to do some practical things. And what America has been doing is it's like we've tossed out all sense of reason because we don't want to offend anybody. And, the idea, at least back in the old days, was that law enforcement was there to protect everybody, protect Muslims. I mean, many Muslims say, look, Bill, I'm glad I'm here in America because I can actually practice my religion more freely here than I could back in the homeland. OK, there are some advantages and, where Muslims are realizing it's mo better here in America. Well, then you need to protect the homeland and you need to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And we need to not, continue to be politically correct and thinking we're losing sensitivity by checking into these things and going deeper. If, as John so clearly points out, and I know it's hard for people, for some people to say, look, why can't we just all get along and we want to, have some accommodation and understanding. But meanwhile, within the very mosque that we're protecting, what is rising up are people who are willing to take up the charge and the intifada call, whether it's a car intifada or a knife intifada. And of course, we have what we had just happen in New York. It's happened in other parts of our country. And there are, dare we say, there are bastions, as again, John Guandola was pointing out. And even Sebastian Gorka, when he's been on with us, There are cities, there is hot zip codes. We're even starting to accommodate no-go zones here in America. This isn't Paris, but this is America, and it's happening right here. And it will continue to happen if we continue with a blind eye. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a lot of changes coming down, let me tell you, regarding the website and how things are happening. In fact, starting in January, we hope to be full blast in presenting and including the audio version of the show, but the video version as well. So lots of fun as we continue to adapt and grow Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Herb London joins us now, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the new book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine, the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Herb, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Nice to hear your voice.
Well, Dr. London, here it is. We've got New York, you know, all the threat analysts, the terror analysts say more of the same is in the future and even getting worse here in America as we continue to, in the name of political correctness, really not deal with the threat the way we should.
I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, what this event has done is paralyze the city. I'm sitting in traffic at the moment, here for hours. There is no way of moving. West Street is closed. The Chamber Street is closed. The tunnels are closed. And what this one person has done is paralyzed New York.
Mm-hmm.
What it demonstrates is that it's not merely the death. It's the desire to create panic and to create the kind of paralytic event that we are now facing in the city.
Well, we've had the death of eight additional American citizens. And dare I say, this has to be at the doorstep of Mayor de Blasio and others that think that, that these radicals need to be accommodated for some reason.
I don't understand the psychology. I mean, frankly, the largest and most significant issue that we are facing in America today is immigration.
Mm.
It's time for Americans to realize there are people out there who want to kill you and your children. We have an obligation to do everything we can to protect ourselves from this kind of menace. And if we are not doing so, then it seems to me that this country cannot possibly succeed.
Well, Herb, it's the same thing that's happening in Israel. I mean, here you have these jihadis that perpetrate heinous crimes, and then they're rewarded, their families are rewarded. And so now we're no different than Israel and the Palestinians. And the international community and everybody's putting pressure on Bibi Netanyahu to negotiate. And how do you negotiate with somebody who gets rewarded for killing you?
Well, this is precisely the issue. How can you have New York as a sanctuary city? How can you say we're going to allow anyone who comes into New York, including people who have been apprehended for crimes in the past?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't make any sense at all. It seems to me that this is a kind of suicidal impulse on the part of many. And unless we do something about it, as I said, this country cannot possibly succeed under these circumstances.
Well, here you have a gentleman who doesn't even have a valid driver, an expired driver's license. He gets a truck, and supposedly a bulletin was sent out throughout New York saying, look, keep an eye on people who are renting these type of vehicles. And you know, so this is one of those ones that, you know, slips by. As we've talked about before, you know, we have to be right 100%. The jihadi only has to be right 1%. And, you know, some people come around and say, well, thank God it was only 8 people he killed. What do you mean, thank God it's only 8 people? That's 8 American citizens that have died unnecessarily because you want to accommodate some sort of political correctness and be super sensitive to people who are killing our people.
You are exactly right. You stated it well. And it seems to me that this is a heart-wrenching situation. As I said to you, it's not only the death, horrible as it is. We are now living in a city that is paralyzed by this event. Investigations are going on. There is the circumstantial evidence that there may be a cell here in New York that we've got to watch out for, or in Passaic, New Jersey, where the truck was rented. And so, you know, you're dealing with a situation where one person has brought a city of 8 million people to its knees, and not only brought 8 million people to its knees, but now you have 8 Americans who have lost their lives for no apparent reason. This is madness, absolute
exactly.
madness.
Exactly. Well, and then on top of this, Herb, we're going into the holiday season, and you know what New York becomes like during the holiday season. There's lots of commerce that is going to be subject to compromise here because of this, and God forbid that we have another incident.
Well, the likelihood of another incident is very great, largely because we do not know who is in the United States. We are not vetting people properly. The consequence of that is when you do not vet, you can't be entirely sure. Most of the people coming into the United States are not here to commit. If, as you point out, a tiny portion are willing to commit crime, they can bring this entire country to a paralytic state.
Well, does this increase the relevance of what Donald Trump has been saying to the nation, but he's been subterfuged by activist judges?
There is a doubt that the President of the United States ran a campaign that was designed to deal with the whole question of immigration. I think the Americans understand that issue. There are some Americans who do not. They may reside in San Francisco and New York. Most Americans
Well, Herb, the thing, go ahead. We're dropping out. Our signal's dropping out a little bit here. But go ahead and finish it. That's okay. Go ahead and finish.
I was just going to say, look, the President of the United States had it right. We cannot live with porous borders. We cannot live with people who can easily obtain green cards, stay in the country. Once they hear, we have no idea. The age in which we live, this age of terrorism, this is an unacceptable situation.
Well, and the thing is, this is a pattern that we've seen happen overseas, whether it's a knife intifada or a car intifada, where, you know, we've seen Jews being run over in Israel, being knifed. I mean, the last time I was there, the day before I left, a single mom with 4 children was knifed and murdered as part of this knife intifada that was running rampant there in Israel. You know, and that's the portent. This is what we have to look forward to, ladies and gentlemen, if we continue to just acquiesce and say, well, they've got it under control. These activist judges have it under control and not protecting us. But I'll tell you, Main Street America is hearing the voice of Donald Trump, and more so than ever as a result of yesterday, Herb. I gotta think that the outrage is going to increase, because any one of those 8 people could have been their family members.
Well, that's exactly right. We are putting at risk every single American, every child. A situation of this kind. Couldn't agree with you more.
Exactly. Dr. Herb London is with us. We got more from Dr. London on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after top of the hour, Dr. London is president of the London Center for Policy Research. It has been organized to engage in research on the key policy issues of our time. And it's right in our face right now. Now, what are we going to do about it? More from Dr. London, as I say, on the other side of the break at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Martinez, we are live.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at Bill Martinez. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country, around the world, via shortwave, Red State Talk Radio, the cable radio digital network, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Herb London continues with us. He's president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the book Leading From Behind the Obama Doctrine, the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. London, speaking of leading from behind, you know, there are many people that are happy to have America leading from behind, but we noticed something, and that is that there are many countries that were glad to welcome one Donald Trump as a leader and as a voice to the international community. Did we lose you here, Dr. London?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
Look, I think there are many countries across the globe that are looking for leadership from the United States. They have, for a considerable period, felt that the United States had engaged in a retreat from world affairs. And if you look at some of the Sunni nations of the Middle East, they are so heartened by the fact that Trump has now said in his Riyadh speech, we are going to play a leadership role here. That doesn't mean we're putting 100,000 troops on the ground, but it does mean that we're going to provide the kind of leadership and logistics, intelligence, even military equipment that you might need in order to fight the war against terrorists in your midst.
Well, just even from a philosophical standpoint, Herb, to have a voice of reason, to have an American way of life and perspective brought into the international dialogue, you know, the international community realized after 8 years with Barack Obama that something was direly missing.
I think that the vacuum that was created by Obama was unquestionably a vacuum that has led to great consternation across the globe. You can't have a vacuum in nature, and you can't have a vacuum in international affairs. It will be filled, and we've seen that. It was filled by ISIS. It was filled by the Chinese. It was filled by the Iranians. We have seen terrorism increase in large part because we have neglected the obligation that I think has been put on us as a result of historical evolution.
Exactly. Well, Herb, you touch on something, and I want to make sure our audience catches this, and that is, you know, looking over the globe, who would you want leading the world if you were these other countries? I mean, would you want China in charge, Russia? Do you want ISIS in charge? I mean, you know, the choices are pretty bleak. It's no wonder that most, you know, that when they want to be reasonable would say, I think we're better off with America still leading the way here.
I think that's exactly right. And I think that most nations and most leaders, even if they won't say that directly, certainly believe it. It's implicit in the way in which most international affairs are conducted. Unfortunately, you have so many propagandists who are trying to provide a very different view. The Chinese have a goal. There's no question about their goal, and it's the belt around the globe. It's the Silk Road. It's the recreation of commercial domination across the globe, and the Chinese have a plan to make that happen. We stand in the way. That's one of the reasons why the United States may not be an enemy at the moment, but it's unquestionably an adversary. And as an adversary, the Chinese are saying, we want to do everything that we can to undermine the position of the United States.
And on their time, clearly, because even though they've agreed to help out a little bit with North Korea, there's probably more they could be doing and are just not quite there yet, because North Korea is serving a purpose to that end, lest we forget, right?
You've got it exactly right, and people overlook that. The North Koreans play a very significant role in the way in which the Chinese think through their own vision of the future. Keep in mind that whenever you want to create some sort of havoc in the world, you let this beast out of the cage, speaking metaphorically, of course,
right.
You let this beast out of the cage, and the rest of the world gets very alarmed. But the Chinese can control the situation. 90% of all of the fuel that goes into North Korea. Without fuel, you don't have electricity. Without electricity, you don't have computers. Without computers, you're not firing missiles. So there's no doubt that if the Chinese want to turn off the spigot, they can do so tomorrow.
Well, Herb, I wanted to also address this issue with, this week and what's been happening with the special counsel
Robert Mueller, and with the announcement of the indictments on Manafort and his cohort. And, you know, give us an update here. What do you see happening?
Well, I see this as a very peculiar, very, very peculiar indictment, and I'll explain why. Manafort was unquestionably engaged in providing support for Putin with his undoubted intervention in the Ukrainian elections with the support of Yanukovych. Mm-hmm. So there's no doubt that Manafort has played a very, very strange game, largely designed to line his own pockets. But this happened between 2008 and 2014. Trump didn't even think about running for office at that point. So to somehow put this together with Trump and the presidential election is absurd. Mm-hmm. There is no relationship between the two. Now, again, I'm not here as an apologist for Manafort, but I don't understand why, when you're engaged in an investigation to see if there's collusion between Russia and the administration and the Trump team, why you are now engaged in an investigation of something that happened well before the presidential race.
Exactly. Well, and that's what the answer is for Donald Trump. I mean, which gives him even further standing and confidence that this thing is this is really getting to be a joke, you know, for Mueller, because he's pursuing this stuff, and as you know, what happens with all these, it just seems like with these special counsels, they're brought into play for a particular purpose, and then they can't find that, so now we end up impeaching a president because he's fooling around with an intern in the Oval Office.
Well, it's exactly right. It's very, very peculiar. Again, when you have a special counsel, that person wants to get a notch in his belt. He's mm-hmm. going to look for something. He's going to try and find something. Well, obviously, he found something with this unsavory activity. I'm not trying to say that this is all wrong, but why engage in an investigation of Manafort before the presidential race when your goal is to look at the relationship or potential relationship between Russia and the Trump administration?
Mm-hmm. Well, even the media that has supported all this from day one have gone behind. I mean, they're trying to strain a gnat through this whole deal, Herb, trying to come up with some sort of, viability with Manafort and Papadopoulos, who, you know, clearly was an outsider wanting to get inside. He met with, the council on one occasion, repeatedly tried to get back in, and, they just weren't interested. And, you know, this is the horse that the progressives are riding on. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the big reveal is this Russian dossier that has money and fingerprints of the DNC and Hillary Clinton all over it.
Well, you know, that's the story that strikes me as so interesting. And that is virtually ignoring what has happened in Russia with the sale of 20% of America's uranium to the Russians while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Now,
exactly.
Again, this is all circumstantial, but there's nonetheless more than $100 million that was put into the Clinton Foundation as a result of this deal. And that is this rather strange character, Frank Giustra, who has been very close to the Clintons. Bill Clinton gets a speaking engagement for $500,000, twice his normal fee when he goes to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this whole thing just doesn't pass the smell test. And yet, interestingly, it's been ignored by the press.
I looked
in the New York Times this Sunday for a story about this. There was not one column in the New York Times on this matter.
Well, they've been ignoring it ever since Peter Schweitzer 3 years ago brought it out. We've reported it here on this show. He's been on with us many times, and it was appalling to me. And then here it is. They talk about the Russians and everything else. And you go, hey, well, hello, what about 20% of this uranium that was shuffled off to Russia? You know, what about that? But I'll tell you.
And the space program, our IBM, by the way, do not have sufficient FISO material. This has been reported to the Congress very recently.
Exactly.
Here we are in a position. We don't have enough uranium to take care of our own defense needs, and we're selling 20% to the Russians.
Go figure.
That makes sense. A little bit like Lenin selling us the rope that's going to be used to hang us.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. Thank you, Herb.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com. Tonight I'm gonna fix my life. I'm the only hope that satisfies my heart. You are the one I'm running. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. A lot going on. I'm here on the West Coast, and you know it's an absolute frenzy with the Dodgers going into Game 7. First time ever. I couldn't, you know, I was born and raised here in Southern California and very much a Dodger fan throughout my youth. And did not realize that, you know, here it is what Dodger Stadium, Chavez Ravine, has been around for 56 years. Gorgeous stadium still. And never had experienced a Game 7 before. And, wow, you know, there's nothing like the home team advantage. So we're looking forward to a Game 7 coming our way later on. Right now we've got Brian Mannix with us. Brian is a visiting scholar at George Washington University's Regulatory Studies Center, recognized national expert on energy and environmental policy and regulation. Brian Mannix, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm good. And I'm also a Dodgers fan, but because I grew up in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, you're on the East Coast. Yes, I know. That's the thing that's so cool is that, you know, I spend more than half the year in Florida, and I run into a lot of but it's Brooklyn. And there's, you know, and you love that. I love that in the DNA of, you know, of the fans of the Dodgers is that they have the East Coast relationship as well as Los Angeles. So good fun.
Yep. Good fun. I want to talk to you about President Trump's deregulatory agenda. No doubt, Brian, that this has jettisoned this country in ways that I think economists are even still trying to get their brains around, because, you know, the stock market is going bonkers just even on the continued hope that we're moving in a positive direction to create and support business here in this country, repatriate some money, tax reform, get these burdensome government regulations that have just crippled our economy. I mean, that, you know, had people thinking, you know, all the progressives and the brilliant minds saying, well, the new normal for GDP was going to be more like, you know, maybe 2.5%. And Trump goes, no, we're going to be 3%. And they laughed at him. They laughed at him much the same way that Barack Obama laughed at John Kerry. Mitt Romney, rather, when Mitt Romney said, when he was asked what was the most dangerous threat that we had to face, and he said, it's the Russians. And, you know, Barack Obama says, oh, well, you know, the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back, right?
That's right. You're right. There's the growth in the stock market and the positive signs in the economy are good, and they are driven in part by the changes in regulation, but to a large extent it is still hope. Just the way the stock market anticipates a tax bill, they're anticipating more deregulation, but it'll take a while to get it all done.
Well, no doubt, but even so far, the fact that you even have the President of the United States addressing this issue, and there have been some red tape, as you and Susan Dudley have written about, that red tape is in retreat and moving, what many of us would say, those that are interested in business, moving in the right direction. I mean, you know, kids are able to open up lemonade stands again here now.
Yeah, he's accomplished a lot. Working with Congress, that's not going to get him all the way there. Mm-hmm. But in the first 7 months of the administration, he was able to use the Congressional Review Act to reach back and reverse regulations that had been adopted in the last 6 or 7 months of the Obama administration. So that was very effective. And there's another one on his desk today on a CFPB rule. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wrote a rule that he doesn't like, and the Republicans in Congress don't like, and that'll likely be vetoed when he signs that bill. But that won't apply to all regulations. There's a lot of existing regulations where he's just his appointees are going to have to go through the rulemaking process. And then when they get to a final decision, they're going to have to face litigation because people don't give up regulations very easily, and a lot of these cases are going to wind up in the courts.
Yeah, and an activist judge hasn't found a regulation that it's not in love with, right, or can't find a way, or anything that can stick a stick in the eye of one Donald Trump and conservatives that want to unleash this economy and get this country back on track.
There is a lot of that going around, yeah.
Yeah, kind of amazing the way how thick the ego environment is on the Beltway. But, you know, of course, we've known that. You know, if it's business as usual and the progressives are riding the bus, even if it goes into the ditch, it seems to be okay. But, you know, now we're starting to see, as I said before, 2.5 GDP, 2.8 is not the new normal. CBO missed that one again. And here you've got Donald Trump within the first year, going to 3% GDP. We've had back 3.0 plus. Initially, you know, I thought, which was quite interesting, Brian, normally when they, you know, when they adjust a GDP announcement or any government number, it always goes down. The first one actually went up. It was 3.0, and they said, actually, it's 3.1. That's good news. That's novel.
It seems to be steady and sustained. That's right.
And that's in spite of the hurricanes, right? And the devastation we've had with the fires in the West, and what happened in Texas and Florida.
Yeah, that's true. Although, you know, when interpreting the statistics, you have to watch out for those things because after a hurricane or a natural disaster, there's a lot of economic activity has to take place. It creates a lot of demand for building and so forth. And so you can't, obviously some of that is just recovering. It's not new growth, but
some of it's transactional, and you know, and for the last 8 years, for all the bad news we've got, Brian, even if it is transactional, I'll take that for right now, because if I've got people in motion, as we know, the law of thermodynamics, it's always easier to take something that's in motion and keep it moving as opposed to it being static, right?
Yep. Yep. So we're hoping the same thing is true for the administration's efforts on regulation, that they carry forward they're limping a bit because they don't have all their appointees in place, and that's taken way too long. But they've got some good people in place, and I think they'll keep carrying forward.
Brian, what did you make of the president's rule when he came into office saying, look, if we're going to introduce a new regulation, we're going to get rid of one? That was reinforcement of his talking points on the campaign trail, wasn't it?
That's right. And that's a novelty. I mean, a whole series of presidents going back to Reagan and even earlier have told the agencies that we want you to balance benefits and costs, which is a good principle. But the result was that each individual regulation may have looked like it was justified by the benefits, but when you put them all together, there's far too many of them, mm-hmm. and clearly something is wrong. So he's putting a cap. I think he put two caps in place. One is the one-in, one-out rule. That, I think, is not going to be the important one, because the regulations, they're like cheese. You can slice them thick or thin.
Right.
And it makes it hard to count the number of slices. But he also said, he said, actually, one in, two out, but he said a dollar for dollar in his first year, and mm-hmm. in his second year, he wants more than a dollar in reduction of costs right. for every dollar in new costs that are imposed. And that's the one. It's going to work something like the fiscal budget. It's a lot mm-hmm. harder to do than the fiscal budget, because the fiscal budget is something where the money comes in, the tax revenue comes in, the checks get written, and you can count the money as it goes by. With regulation, the costs are all imposed on businesses and households, and it's very hard to add up because it doesn't go through one place. But he is trying to put a constraint on the growth in regulatory costs, and we'll see how that works.
Well, thank God there's conversation and seems to be focus on it, Brian Mannix. I got to tell you, as you and Susan have written, right, the number of regulations under development across the government has fallen by one-third since last fall. Further, the new administration has withdrawn 469 regulations that the Obama administration had underway. So things are starting to move, I would say, in a positive direction, and we appreciate you staying on top of it, and we look forward to having you back and giving us continued updates on this, Brian Mannix. Brian Mannix on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. When a person is facing the difficult challenges that come with advanced illness, their pets can play a critical role in providing comfort in their final moments. Unfortunately, as families deal with the grief of illness and the loss of a loved one, those beloved pets may be overlooked or treated as an afterthought. Pet Peace of Mind is an organization that helps hospice and palliative care patients keep and care for their pets. Dr. Mia Carey, veterinarian and Pet Peace of Mind board member.
For many of us, our pets are like members of the family. In difficult times, a pet can provide the same sense of comfort and calm that a human family member might. When a patient begins hospice or palliative care, it can be challenging to make sure all of their pet's needs are met. Pet Peace of Mind allows patients to make their end-of-life journey gracefully, with their loving pets right by their side.
For more information or to make a donation, please visit petpeaceofmind.org.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
They'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
It's all because of the love that we have, not that we're running over anybody in a car or pulling out a knife. I mean, there is a clear contrast here, as we were talking with John Guandolo earlier, as to what happened in New York yesterday with 8 people dead, many people injured as a result of that car intifada, that act. That dastardly act that even as Dr. Herb London was reporting this morning has really, shut New York down. Let's bring Andrea Kay here right now because I want to get involved in this conversation. Andrea Kay, of course, conservative radio and TV host and host of her own show, The Andrea Kay Show, which really makes a lot of sense because it being named the Bill Martinez Show, it would just really confuse the holy what have you out of people, you know. Even more so than our understanding of this Muslim activism that's taken place.
Exactly. Who would recognize the show if it was named Peggy Sue?
Yeah.
But speaking of recognition, I'm so glad you started this segment with that contrast statement because, you know, it's always a shock to me how we have yet again another terrorist attack committed in the name of Islam, and you've got these liberal crazies saying that they're more concerned about white radical conservative extremism. And I'm like, Christian extremism? I'm like, where is it?
Exactly.
I mean, it's always trying to draw these parallels and say that, you know, right-wing extremism, Christianity is just as dangerous.
Yeah, well, I hate the parallels because, Andrea, people are dying. And we're arguing, debating, you know, parallels. I mean, look at wrong is wrong. I don't care, you know, what religion. If you go around on the street and you start murdering people, you go to jail. And on top of that, if you do it consistently enough, you would think that our, intellectual society, our investigative arm, the FBI, our security people, would be on top of it, and they would be going deep into these situations. But no, you know, you can't go into a mosque. You can't really check this out. You've got to do it from the outside, and they're going to be protected. And, oh, yeah, by the way, when you go to vet people, you know, these refugees that come in, no, we you can't do that either. And, the fact that you've got a you've got zip codes of people who are anti-American that are being homegrown here and protected in our own country and are developing their own version of no-go zones, that's okay, too. So when is enough enough? When are we going to, you know, finally, in outrage, and vote these people out and let them know once and for all that whether it is one citizen or eight or 58 citizens, enough is enough?
Well, yeah, it's been thousands and thousands and thousands all over here now and all over the world, and we're just continuing down the same path. And at least in this instance, what we did not have is the CARE, representatives of Council for American and Islamic Relations, and somebody from the Muslim Brotherhood there to participate in a press conference, which is what happened in Orlando when the son of refugees took out I don't know how many gay people in a nightclub. Which should have woken up the left, because the left has been defending Islamic extremism for far too long now. Look, I have been saying that the most important solution to me, and you talk about elected officials, Rick Santorum was the only one in the 2016 primaries to say that Islam needs to be declared a political system, not a religion. Mm-hmm. They are hiding behind calling it a religion just so that we will not issue so that the left can stop travel bans on the falsehood of religious protections. It stops us from being able to properly interrogate and go into mosques. What is always at the core behind every one of these attacks? The Quran. Mm-hmm. And there is no way to effectively vet when you're sitting there talking to somebody who reads the Quran every day to know whether or not you're talking to one who's going to go to Home Depot and rent a truck and mow down people or not. We just should be thankful today this guy was too stupid to rent a bigger truck. Yeah. Because today, everybody's stupid enough to be talking about what Home Depot should have done different.
Exactly. And stupid enough to, somehow show up with a paint gun and a pellet gun. I mean, what happened? Did he go into the wrong bag and and grab the wrong weapons? I mean, like, what are you thinking? I mean, or we just, you're figuring, okay, well, I'm going to die anyway. And, you got these mosques that are going to support my family. So, I might as well go down kind of acting like I'm pretending to shoot and then they'll take me down or whatever. I mean, this is bizarre. Yeah, but what concerns me, Andrew, what concerns me more is that, you know, in much the same way that we saw happen in Israel, where, you know, these jihadis are being rewarded and their families are being rewarded, you know, it's the same thing happening here in this country. They're being rewarded. Their families are going to be fine. They're heroes as far as they're concerned. And we're accommodating them. We've got the welcome wagon still coming to their house and all the benefits and everything that are supposed to be reserved to American citizens are now being extended to these refugees and immigrants. And we're going, wait a minute, that's a fine way to say thank you.
Yeah, and then, like the Sarnaev brothers that were here on this refugee program and were being well-kept financially by American taxpayers, we never hear any follow-up to the family members that knew about in advance of this stuff happening, like the wife of the Sarnaev brothers or the wife of the Orlando shooter. Mm. And so we never hear any follow-up to that. And President Trump was right that those people need to start getting prosecuted as well. We have a really good opportunity here in that this one did not die a martyr.
Exactly.
And Lindsey Graham, I rarely agree with Lindsey Graham, but he's right in that this guy should be treated as an enemy combatant. Mm-hmm. But we need to be, and then there's this, we need to be smarter at stopping them, not trying to put the burden on Home Depot and doing background checks and or any of that. But it goes back to stopping the importation of them. Everybody today is talking about Chuck Schumer and this diversity visa program. Look, the left has been partnering with Islamists for a long time and this refugee program to amass power. They just want diversity in their dependency class. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That was done in 1990. Both President Bushes went along with it, as well as the Republican Party. In fact, Bush really amped up the refugee program. His solution to 9/11 was, and I'm just going to say it, a failed trip to Iraq and bringing more refugees here.
Right. Well, and of course, it was furthered by one Barack Obama. And here we have, and now we have a president who, you know, wants to engage some reasonable vetting. And we've got activist judges blocking the way. You know, we've got one activist judge. So for me, see, they're all complicit, whether it's Home Depot. I mean, you know, the guy had an expired driver's license, number one. Number two, there was a memo that was sent out to all of New York and surrounding areas that, hey, be on the watch out and be careful about renting these type of trucks. OK, this should throw up flags right away. Now, you know, when something like this happens, there is a breakdown throughout the whole system. So you've got Mayor de Blasio accommodating. You had a former president doing. You got activist judges. You've got a mindset and a culture, a growing acceptance in this culture that wants the United States to be, you know, like Paris. And we're going to have no-go zones all over the place. And this is in spite of the FBI saying, look, we've got at least 1,000 open cases on Muslim activity that is not, you know, that is threatening to the United States. I mean, right. Andrea, how do they keep up with this? I mean, that is a lot of personnel here. It is no wonder that guys like this are going to slip through the cracks, and they're going to find a way because, you know, as they've said many times, that, you know, we have to be right 100%. I think it was Condi Rice said that. We have to be right 100%, but, you know, for the jihadi, they just have to be right once.
Well, exactly. And, you know, again, I got to take it back to the GOP because Paul Ryan funded everything President Obama wanted with the refugee program and even used the same words of the liberals when President Trump was on the campaign trail talking about a Muslim ban. Oh, that's just not who our nation is. Well, I guess this is what Paul Ryan and others in the Republican Party that enabled President Obama, I guess this is what their vision of America is now. That we, I guess it's like that Muslim mayor in London, who says that this is part and parcel of big city life. No, we need to stop this. We need to stop this from coming here.
So we just roll over and accept jihadis and the murder of your citizens, and it's just the cost of doing business? Is that the attitude?
Yeah, and then on top of it, imagine if Home Depot had denied him that rental. Would the ACLU then have jumped in and filed lawsuits against
Home
Depot?
Absolutely.
For a discrimination against him because, you know, he was denied a truck. You know, so the left has used every avenue of our society against us to bully us into submission to allow this to be happening. And, you know, at least we have a president right now trying to stop it. But the American people need to band together and say, like you said earlier, enough is enough. Because, you know, we're not as small as Israel. We don't have the ability to, you know, contain some of this through some of their security measures.
Yeah, without a doubt. Andrea, real quick, your read on this dossier, you know, I think it's very rich that here the Democrats have been, you know, after Trump and Russian collusion and all that, and they're the ones whose hand is caught in the cookie jar.
Oh, yeah. In fact, maybe they should be out. When they should be out, in and around our communities, now that President Bush and Obama and all these other ones flooded us with terrorists in the form of refugees, instead of the FBI going out in the communities and trying to route them out to protect us, no, instead they're working with some foreign agent and paying him or trying to pay him to drum up falsehoods in order to destroy a presidential candidate and his family and now his presidency. It's
so how many votes do you think that changed as opposed to, you know, any kind of Russian meddling?
Well, you know, I think that the Clintons' hope was that they were going to change a lot of votes, and it didn't work.
But no doubt, I think that dossier, not only the votes that it changed, but the FBI action that was taken place as a result of that faulty document, which they knew going in that it was spurious and lacked credibility. Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, AK.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.